Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Things I wish I had known, PT1. Get out your own way. As I've taken stock of my journey of walking with the Lord Jesus, I've come to see that it was more difficult because of not having guidance and direction. Christians often encourage you to go to church, but don't help you regarding finding the proper church. There is a disparity in the quality of different churches. Many don't carry the power of God in them. That's another issue. No one tells you the things that come along with accepting the gift of salvation. The do's and don'ts, if you will. How to read the Bible, how to communicate with God, and so many other important things one needs to know and understand. The new believer has no guidance and must navigate on their own. Many churches have new member classes but don't always follow up. There's few options in place to assist, mentor, or guide the new believer in their walk. The goal often is to incorporate the new believer quickly into the church doctrine without properly giving the new believer a proper foundation, expecting them to pick it up as they go. This was my experience. With no background in church prior, it was difficult to understand the ways and doings of Christianity. Many times I'd ask for help only to be mocked or given scripture to turn to. There was no practical advice given to guide me on receiving the gift with grace. Every step of the way, I had to figure it out for myself. In today's podcast, I'll be sharing things I wish I'd known from the beginning. My goal in this podcast is always to give you practical explanation and resources to help you navigate your journey with God simplistically. It can be extremely simple. It is we who make it complicated. Get out your own way. Let me be the first to inform you, most of your problems will be because of you. Not the devil, not your family, not the neighbor, but you. The desires and lusts of your heart. Pride, ego, stubbornness, unforgiveness, you get my point. These are the things that keep us in constant distress. Many Christians will bark instructions on what and how you should go about your walk with the Lord, but those instructions don't truly guide you in the way you should go. Scripture and prayer is often the standard response, with them removing themselves from responsibility and accountability in guiding you. Scripture and prayer is always a good thing, but as a new believer, you're a blank canvas looking to be developed. This was my experience. I became very frustrated. I was on fire, and the answers I was getting were frustrating. The fact that I was in a carnal church didn't help either, but how was I to know that with no foreknowledge of what carnality was? To be clear, the journey is a process. There are no skipping steps in the process. The process purges the things that are not of God. That's why rooting and grounding yourself in the truth of who you are in Him is crucial. Many believers don't fully understand who they are in Jesus and thus put themselves in positions to be deceived. Knowing who you are and grounding yourself in that truth will diminish the effectiveness of the enemy's attacks in your life. It will help increase your sight to see his schemes and deceptions. Dealing with the issues of your heart should be your starting place. Taking a good hard look in the mirror and admitting to what you see. The enemy is well aware of all your faults and on standby to exploit them for his advantage. Therefore, knowing who you are and your weaknesses is vital. You cannot fight the thoughts of deception if you're unaware of the truth. Yes, I emphasize thoughts as the place where you win or lose the battle. As a man thinks, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. This is what I call a foundational truth. Out of the heart comes your treasures. Matthew 6:21. Another foundational truth. Purging the heart of the things that are not of God goes hand in hand with renewing the mind. As you renew your mind in the ways of God, you will also experience a transformation of your heart. Before you know it, you become a new creation, one that is in the likeness and image of God. This is His desire for all of us who love Him. Getting out of your own way will be the most challenging thing you do. Dealing with the enemy is nothing in comparison. Truth be told, it was my weaknesses that kept being exposed that caused me constant distress. I was constantly being provoked, and it was my fault. I had not learned to deal with some of my weaknesses, or I dropped my guard and exposed myself in ways I shouldn't have. I've given you a lot of wonderful insight today. I wish I had had this information when I started. Now you're blessed to have received some nuggets of wisdom and truth. If you put these things into practice, I assure you, it will bless you.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.